Angels Among Us. Some of you may have stories where you have seen an angel, you have felt an angel, maybe you think you've heard an angel, and you may discount that as being something that you dreamed or something you ate the night before. But I absolutely believe that there are angels, and we're going to have scriptures to prove that angels just aren't a myth. Do you remember the show Highway to Heaven? Starred Michael Landon. Good show, right? Had really good storylines. And, of course, his name was Jonathan, and he was an angel. And he had, I used to love when his partner Mark, would say, "Is the boss going to give you the stuff? Have you got the stuff?" Because, he always wanted the stuff to be used to make a point. And sometimes God would let Jonathan use the stuff. Sometimes he wouldn't. But it really is a good show, and I think that it's really a show of reality, a real reality show, to show that there are angels around us that are helping us, that are guiding us, that are announcing to us, that are showing us things. So we're going to dig into this little series the next few Wednesday nights, Angels Among Us, and we've got some scriptures, we've got some points we're going to make. So let's get into the first thing. Let's define what angels are. So angel is a celestial spirit able to manifest in various forms. Also means a messenger. Now think about throughout the Bible, if you know your Bible at all, how angels appeared. We know angels, appeared, even remember a donkey talked. We have the burning bush experience. We have visuals in the Bible of actual man appearing before them, which me and you, that was an angel staying in front of them. Angels can appear in many facets, and they're a celestial spirit, which means they're a heavenly being. They're not from this realm. They're heavenly. They're above natural pay grade, so to speak. They're spirit. They can go from here to there, from here to yonder. If you're in the South, we say yonder. Angels can go from here to yonder. I was standing in a lunch line at East Dart Elementary School. I was in seventh grade, and I pointed at a guy beside me. I said, "There's something in the sky at the cafeteria window." And I said, "Man, look over yonder at that." He was from Northeast, somewhere in New England area. He looked at me and he says, "What's a yonder?" I said, "Look over yonder. What's a yonder? What are you looking at?" "No, over there." "Why just say over there?" So anyway, angels can go from here to yonder and back. And they're pretty special. All right, next slide. Now, we hear this all the time, and this ain't to bust nobody's bubble. I want to preach the truth about angels, okay? This is the Word of God. Angels are a separate creation. Humans do not become angels. Now, we hear that because it makes us feel good. We see posts. "My mother gained her, my mother became God and another angel." No, he didn't. God got all the angels he needs. He created them. Not that your mother wasn't a saint. Not that she wasn't an angelic being. But if we really want to be scripturally correct, we must understand there is a difference in humans and in angels. And they are two separate creations completely. And we'll go through this. The Bible will show us this. That God separated them completely. So the next time you hear that, and we don't ever bust somebody's bubble, we go along, but just know inside the truth that I love my mother very much. I love her, and if she goes before I do, and who knows, if she goes before I do, I'm going to miss her, and I'm going to always love her, and I'm going to think of her with great thoughts, but I will realize that she did not become one of God's angels. She is one of God's human creations. She's a child of God. She's an heir of God. She's a separate creation completely. So I want to make that point. All right, next verse. Psalms 8:5. This tells us they're separately. "For thou hast made him," and he's talking about, if you read the verse before, it's talking about humanity. "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and with honor." Now remember, Jesus was also a human too. He was all human, all God. But Psalms 8:5 says, "We were made lower than the angels, has crowned him with glory and honor." It's a separate, distinctive creation completely. Angels and humans. completely. Throughout the Bible, we're going to read about all the angels God had, the different legions, thousands, innumerable angels that God had, and they have a purpose and they have a work, just like we have a purpose and we have a work. We as his creation have a defined purpose. Next slide. Number one point. Angels were created by God. Totally created by God, just like we read Genesis 1 Sunday. If you were here, we read all of creation. God created the animals, the seas, the whales, the skies, the stars, the moon, the sun, grass, cattle, beast, fowl, crawling things, us. And he also created angels. He created them with a specific design and a purpose in mind. So we have to understand angels are not a reincarnation of humans. They are a separate, distinctive thing that God created. And they are spiritual and they have a purpose. Let's get some scriptures to verify angels were created by God. Genesis 2, 1. We pick up right where we left off Sunday morning, right? Genesis 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. If you do some research on the word host here, it's talking about angels. The heaven and earth were created, and all the angels, all the host was also created. Just like we believe creation didn't just start from some cosmic accident. There was a designer behind the design. Angels didn't just appear out of nowhere. There was a designer behind them as well. Now, you may think, why is this message important for me? I think it's important that we know that angels are real. And as we get into this a little bit deeper, we'll find out some of the purpose of angels in our lives and what they do for us and how God has them in our lives for a purpose and a reason. You know, there's a great movie, It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas movie, Jimmy Stewart, all of us have probably seen it, where he has an angel that comes to him because Jimmy Stewart's, you know, on his bridge, and he jumps to end his life. He's so frustrated with life, he just wants to kill himself, so he jumps off his bridge, and all of a sudden, he's out of the water, an angel rescued him, and the whole story is centered around this angel helping Jimmy Stewart find his purpose again in life. Now, we know it's a great movie, great entertainment, very moving. And you may think, yeah, but that's fictional. It's not fictional at all. Maybe we don't see our angels the way Jimmy Stewart saw them in A Wonderful Life. Maybe we don't have that same relationship. But we can take it to the bank that there are angels that God has assigned to our lives, that their purpose is to watch just me and just watch Mindy. Mindy's angels don't watch me because Mindy's angels, they busy with Mindy. They ain't got time to be watching James. They too busy with Mindy, right? And then God's got angels with Donna, angels with Brenda, and angels with Bill, and angels with Marjorie. Everybody has an assigned messenger in their lives. Now, these angels aren't God, and we'll talk about that in a minute. They're not God. They're not to be worshipped like God, but they are a help to humanity, and they have a great function. Next verse. We're talking about how God created them. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all of their host. There it is again, which means angels. With all of their host, the earth and all things that are therein. The seas and all that is therein. And thou preservest them all. And the host, the angels of heaven worshipeth thee. He created the angels, and just like us worshiping God, they worship God. And I like what it says. You preserve, we talked about this Sunday morning, you preserve all that you created. It's preserved. I've been watching a thing on Netflix, really interesting. Melanie came in last night, rolled her eyes at me. It's a series about space. I forget what it's called, but it's really cool. It's got different episodes. I watched Jupiter last night about the big red planet and that big red eye. If you don't know this, most of you probably know this because you're smart. That big red eye you see on Jupiter is actually an active storm. It's an active storm, and that storm's been going on for more than 300 years, it said. It's shaped kind of like a hurricane, but it has no eye. And it's violent, and it's thunder and lightning and wind, and it's very violent. It's talked about how you could fit 1,000 Earths inside Jupiter. 1,000 of our Earths can go inside Jupiter. That's how big that mug is. It's big, Jupiter. So I've been watching this document documentary. I've been watching this documentary, and I'm really enjoying it. It's very educational, talking about space. And on one of the descriptions, on one of the episodes, I hadn't watched it yet, but it's talking about the Earth. And in the description, it says, there'll be a day the Earth will be destroyed because of something that'll be heading our way, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there, and I'm kind of like that, I'm kind of like Simba on Lion King. I laugh in the face of danger. That's how I felt. If there ain't nothing going to hurt this Earth unless God allows that to happen. And it talked about how Jupiter is 500. It's a half a billion, which is 500 million, right? It's, I think it said a half a billion miles away from the sun. And how it's kind of like a catch-all. It says that when all of this debris in space goes by, that Jupiter has such a strong gravitational pull that it pulls all this debris into itself to keep it from going on into where we live. And then it actually takes out the trash as well and disposes of things outside of its thing. So it sucks it in. So the gravitational pull is so strong that anything in its near its path, it sucks it in so it doesn't get to us. Now, you call it gravitational pull, which is true, but who's the gravitational puller? Yes, he's the one that grab that thing. He's the one that says stop that thing. So as I'm watching this science show, I'm going to understand the spiritual side of it, but it's really interesting to think that everything's preserved, all of space, all of his creation is preserved, and all of these angels worships God because they were created by God. Next verse. We're talking about God created angels. Colossians 1 and 16. For by him, talking about the Lord, were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Hallelujah. Angels were created by God. They're not an accidental evolutionary mistake. And they are real. I know there's been a lot of movies about angels, and we picture angels looking a certain way, and you know, angels can look any way they want to. I mean, angels can, if they have wings, they can have wings. Angels can have halo, whatever they, angels can appear however they want. But angels are a spiritual being that can make themselves visible or invisible in many different ways. And they were created by God. So when people say, you ever seen that movie, Angels in the Outfield? It's an old baseball, it's a really good little movie. Angels, these kids, the angels help the kids and they make fun of them. And then the whole stadium then starts doing this to get the angel to help him out. And nobody believed the little boy that an angel was helping him out there. Nobody believed him. They all made fun of him. It's so funny how we believe what CNN says. I mean, excuse me, what the news says. And we don't believe what the Word of God says. That's so amazing, isn't it? I mean, it really is amazing that we'll believe what Google says and don't believe what the Word of God says. We'll believe what some lying country redneck hillbilly who don't know nothing from nothing will tell us. No offense if you're a hillbilly in here. Tells us all those things. And we won't believe the Word of God. We'll come home. Hey, so-and-so at work said this. So, who are they? Are they God? But we don't believe the Word of God. We believe so many things. But when it comes to spiritual things, so many people, you know, of course, now we're in a generation of not religious people, but spiritual people, right? We got a generation that I'm not churchy, but I'm spiritual. You know, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. And you know, what they're really saying is, I'm kind of doing it my way. You know, I believe, and I'm doing it kind of my way. Whatever. But those spiritual people that say, I'm spiritual, we can't deny the existence of angels, the angels of God. And there's angels of the devil that we'll read about a little bit later. I mean, there's angels on both sides. So the angels, number one, were created by God. They were created. Here's the key I want to drive home. They were created. They're not an extension of us. Kenneth doesn't pass away and then says, oh, I'll make him an angel. Kenneth's already been created to be a human. So God created angels to be angels and humans to be humans. He created rhinos to be rhinos and daisies to be daisies and oak trees to be oak trees. Remember what Genesis 1 says? Every kind produces after its kind. Angels begat, he created angels to be angels, us to be us. And everything is created after its kind and everything has a purpose under the sun. Created is the key. Get a point too, Brandon. there are different orders of angels. Just like there's kind of different orders of humanity, right? I mean, the Bible says some are pastors, teachers, evangelists, you know, not all are this, not all are this. We have ministries of helps and governments and all kinds of, each of you as humans have a different function and a different order. Well, there are different orders of angels. Every angel doesn't have the same assignment. Every angel doesn't have the same function. God has angels doing different things. There's different teams, let's just say, of angels. Just like a football team. A defensive end is not going to play quarterback. You've got to have that defensive end on defense. You've got to have that offensive tackle to try to block that defensive end. Each one is on the same team, but they have different functions. So here are different order of angels. Let's get some scripture on this. Isaiah 6, 1 through 3. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. This was a vision that the people saw in this moment, and they saw this angel appearing in this place, declaring this word. It was a vision. Look at the next point for this one. This angel was used as part of a vision. He was there to bring something about, to be seen. Remember, angel means messenger. And an angel always has a message. He always has a mission. He always has a purpose. And we need to recognize that we're not just alone. We know we have God and the Holy Spirit in us, of course. But we're not alone. That God gives us help when we have that wreck in a car and we walk away from it. My angel was watching over me. When my child was in a bus wreck, my angel was watching over me. When I walked down the street at night, the angel is watching over me. You know, the great Psalms 91, he shall give his angels charge to keep me. Angels. God gives his angels charge. In other words, God has angels on his team, and he gives them the authority to protect us, to lead us, to help us, and to guide us. They're not just fictitious beings that we sing songs about, and they're just not, you know, creatures with wings that are flapping around with a harp on a cloud. These angels have a purpose. When Thomas is on that truck going to Ohio on that 400 or 500 mile trip, you better believe there's angel or angels or how many he's got. Depends on how many God assigned him. Who knows? It could be 50. I don't know. But you know what? There's at least one watching over Thomas. Going down that highway in that big rig, he's not alone. He is not alone. I believe on any given service, Wednesday or Sunday we're here, even tonight, we don't know that there is not angels' presence in this room as we're ministering. Sitting right here in these empty seats, hearing the word of God and being here amongst us. Doc's looking down there. It'd be over here, brother, not down there. Be on that side. He ain't going to be in the floor, I don't think. Unless he's sitting there bowing down beside you, you know. Doc looked down like, angels could be all around us right now. This angel was used as part of a vision to declare God's word. Next verse. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. We all know this verse. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, which is called Michael. And he's the only archangel that is called by name, Michael. And with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. What does this verse tell us? Is this angel used as part of his return? That God's got an angel that's going to be declaring the return with him. Announcing. Remember, they're a messenger. It's time, people. It's time. I'm sounding the trumpet. I'm declaring the voice of the Lord is saying, come home. It is over. It is finished. It is time for the kingdom to be restored. Angels is used in a whole different aspect here than what it was for King Uzziah. King Uzziah, it's in a vision to proclaim the glory of God, and it filled the temple, and people saw this angel, and they saw the power of God, and they saw the glory of God. Here we see an angel as part of the return. He's part of the return team. You know, he's here in a great part announcing the end is here and the beginning is about to start. Hallelujah. Next verse. 1 Peter 3:22. Who has gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject to him. Look at this verse a minute. Understand, they too are subject to God, just like we are. They are subject to God. They have to obey, they worship, and they serve God, just like we do. The angels here is what part of what team? Let's see. They are part of his heavenly team. They're around the throne. They're there. They have another purpose, to be around God's throne, to worship him, to serve him in that capacity. Angels have different orders. They're not all just the same. They all just don't do the same thing. They all aren't at the same level, just like we are as human beings. We're not all at the same level in society. No matter how much, you know, there's a word for that, right? Socialism, where everybody's the same. But we're not. We have the very, very poor, the very, very rich, the very, very middle class. We have the ones between poor and middle, the ones between middle and rich. We have those that have a lot, those that have nothing. We have those that have jobs, those that are unemployed. Those that have good jobs, bad jobs. Blue-collar jobs, white-collar jobs. Outdoor jobs, indoor jobs. Different order in humanity. Everybody can't be an NFL quarterback. Everybody can't be a doctor or a lawyer. Everybody can't be an engineer. But everybody can be somebody. And these angels were different orders, and God used them in different capacities to promote his kingdom and to serve him in ways, various ways in his kingdom, part of his team. Go to the next slide. Revelations 12:7. We love Revelation. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought. And his angels, talk about old Satan, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Here we see the angels are on the devil's side too. They were spiritual beings on the devil's camp. They were evil and bad, and they served the devil just like God's angels served him. So what are these angels? What's their role? Let's see what it says. They were used to fight the enemy. Another whole purpose. These angels were used as part of warfare, part of fighting. God had these in a different position than Uzziah, than around the throne worshiping him, than any other place. There's different orders and different levels and different purposes of these angels, but all of them mean something. All of them were needed. All of them are valuable. All of them have a purpose, just like all of us have a purpose. You know, I want to commend Ken and Debbie. A lot of you may not really know them yet. They came here years ago, and then they moved to Raleigh for a long time, and they're back now. But they've been doing stuff here at church the last few weeks, really working hard. They come pressure washed our carport. Nobody's seen that. That wasn't on YouTube. That wasn't a Sunday morning and hallelujah moment. But they're over here scrubbing that carport. Then they come over here this week and they washed off the shed for us. Our outside building was nasty. We're going to paint it and freshen it up. It hadn't been painted since we had it. And they come over and pressure washed the building, cleaned it, scrubbed it. And they also started scrubbing some of our sidewalk, pressure washing that, and they're going to finish that up. These are things that may not get the glory. You know, Kenneth and Debbie don't get the face of me up here on Sunday mornings, but they're doing that. And that's an order that's important and necessary. Yeah. little Roger here. Let me say little Roger. I mean, because you're just, I mean, just because you're sweet and, you know, all that is what I mean. Little old Roger, O-O-L-E, not O-L-D. Little old Roger. We got these new chairs in. You know, we ordered some new chairs last year. We ordered 14 new chairs last year. That's the ones up here on the front, look a little bit different. And Roger came over here. He had to put them together. He had to put the screws in the legs and had to put the little baskets under them and hook them in and all that. And Roger's come over here and helped put these chairs that you are now sitting in. You know, so Roger's the angel of the chairs. Ken and Debbie's the angel of the pressure wash. Little old Roger. You know, Doc has been over here helping do some maintenance stuff as well. You know, Doc's an angel of that. We got Dee and Jewel and Melanie and, you know, Mindy, Marjorie, Christy, sing, right? Angels of music, Ashley, angels of music. You know, we got Bill teaching Sunday school class, angel of teaching. We got Thomas Moses Churchyard. He's the angel of the John Deere, right? You know, we got Gail, who's on the cemetery committee. You know, we got Mom, who does primetimers and does the books of the church. She's the angel of the finance, you know, angel of the primetimers. We all have a different order. We all have something. We got a sound man. He's the angel of the sound. A sound from the booth came down. Each of us have a role and a purpose. So do the angels. So when you think of an angel next time, just don't think of an angel one way. He can talk. He can be used as a donkey. He can be used as a burning bush. You know, he can be used as a fourth man in the fire. Remember that? When they threw them three Hebrew children in, says, I see four men and resemble the Son of God. Somebody was in there keeping them boys alive. An angel showed up for them three boys and rescued them. God has a purpose for his angelic beings. They're not mythical. They're not fairy tale. You can't picture them one way. They don't all look the same. They don't all have the same purpose. All of them have a defined purpose that God has set in order. Next slide. The third point for tonight. We might get through four of them. I don't know. We'll see. Here's the third point. Angels worship and serve God. Angels are not equal to God. Angels are below God. They must worship him as well. They must serve him as well because they were created by him. So angels worship and serve God. Let's get some scriptures to prove that tonight. First one is found in Nehemiah, which is read a while ago, 9 and 6. Also verifies this. Even thou art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all the things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou hast preserved them all. And here's the key at the end. And the host of heaven, the angels, worships you. The angels worship God. They are a distinct creation. We are a distinct creation. The Bible says in Genesis 2:7 that he took us from the dust, he breathed his breath into that dust, and we became a living soul. We did not become an angel. We became a living soul. We became his human creation. We became a child of the Most High God. We become priests. The Bible says we are priests and kings unto God. We are not angels. We are different. Celebrate and honor the difference God made you. It doesn't mean there aren't angels. It just means you're not one. It doesn't mean you're less than. It means you're other than. Hallelujah. So there's a difference. Next verse. Philippians 2:9. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, talking about Jesus, given him a name which is above every name, which we know that, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven, which includes what? Angels. Thank you, Kenneth. Things in the earth, which can include what? Us and what else? Angels. And things under the earth. Angels. Next verse. And every tongue should confess, every tongue, that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Everything created will proclaim that Jesus is Lord, including the angels. They worship God. They serve God. They are not equal to God or above God. Next verse. Hebrews 1:6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. We're going through some pretty profound scriptures to prove the existence of the angels of God. That when people question you next time about you believing in them angels, it's all in the Word of God. We're not making it up. It's not a fairy tale to make us feel better. When we say things like, I have a guardian angel, I believe we really do. It's not just something that's been made up to bring us peace. It's part of God's plan for our lives. My dad got ran over by a tractor when he was 14 years old. He flipped off of it. And the, you know, a tractor tire on the back's pretty big. And that back, he saw it coming, he couldn't get out of the way. And that back tractor tire ran right across his back. He thought he was going to die. That thing went across him. He lay there for a minute, he said. I was wondering, am I paralyzed? Am I able to move? I was so scared. And I began to wiggle a little bit, began to move, and popped up on my feet. And you didn't go to the doctor or anything, did you? You didn't go to the doctor. Nothing was, no bones broke, nothing. Big old tractor. Now you don't think that there was a God, there was an angel of the tractor. That wheel come across, that angel says, it's going to go across, but it's not going to harm. It'll go through the fire, but you won't burn. Go through the water, but you won't drown. Do you hear me? Angel right there with my dad at 14 years of age. And mom, didn't you almost have a drown? Was that you had almost had a drown experience that you know that you about drowned and God rescued you? And God was there to watch her that she would not drown. And God provided a way of escape. He provided help. Now, I do believe that God can, that angels can appear around us in a form, a human form that we can see. I believe that. I mean, there's no doubt that you know, it don't have to be a spiritual vision kind of. That's why I'm saying you can't put an angel in one box. What's God look like this for it's an angel? You know, there's angels look more than that. Doc could be an angel for somebody's life. You never know. Jewel could be an angel in somebody's life. I just, you never know what God can do. Because when we're talking about the spiritual things, they confound the natural boundaries of what we understand. Me and Ken and Deb were talking for service about things they've seen. They've seen some, you know, things like that. And, you know, Dorothy has told me, Sherry, Ralph's wife, has told me more than once, several times through the years. The first Sunday she told me, I was like, oh my gosh. And she's told me that several times since. She said, James, don't you know, when you were up there preaching this morning, the whole time you were preaching, there was a silhouette of light that went around your body. I saw it from the back row. And everywhere you moved, it stayed right on you. You know, if you walk back and forth, there was a light that just went all around. See, there's no doubt that was the presence of God. Whether it was an angel, whether it was something supernatural was there. Something I couldn't see, I couldn't feel, but it was there. And many of you may have had an experience like that. My dad's had a very clear experience of an encounter like that he shared with me before. And others of you may have an experience where you say, you know what, I've seen an angel, or I know an angel, I felt him go by me, or I felt him brush me, or, you know. There's been times I've had my hands raised. This happened several times. This probably happened a dozen times in my life, where my hands are raised worshiping God, and I can almost feel a hand touch the top of my hands is raised. It's like I feel like that, a light touch on top of my hand while my hand's in the air. And I felt that several times. Like, is that an angel of God just touching me in my moment of praise? Is that a spiritual being passing my way? Because I believe in the supernaturalness of God and all that he has created. And once again, he creates a planet, Jupiter, that pulls in the junk. And it has this storm. And they say this y'all know what I'm talking about. They call it the red eye. It's that spot on Jupiter. It's an active storm going on right now. And it's been going on since the 1600s, they said. And they said inside this eye, you could take the Earth fillet it open that way, and it would fit in that eye. That's how big that storm is. The whole earth filleted open would fit in it. Man, God created that. He created a planet with rings all around it. Right? Yeah, Saturn. This asteroid belts of gases and stuff and formed rings. All the stuff that he formed. And we don't believe that there are angels among us. Next verse. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. Angels worship God. My fourth point, we'll close with this tonight. My fourth point, angels are not to be worshipped. The Bible is clear. I got some scriptures. Angels, though they're heavenly, though they help us, they are not to be worshipped. God alone gets the praise. God alone gets the glory. Now, that's why, you know, the Catholics are big on praying to Mary. You know, praying to the saints. You know, most of their churches are named after saints. They pray the saints. The saints that passed on, help us, saints, help us. You don't pray to the saints. You don't pray to the angels. You don't pray to Mother Mary. You pray and you worship one name and one name only, the name above every name, and that is the name of Jesus. So angels are not to be worshipped. Let's read some scripture. Got two or three on this. Colossians 2:18. Now, what this is talking about is in this time period, there was a doctrine going around where people were worshiping and honoring angels. And there was a movement happening. And so Paul's addressing this issue. Let no man beguile you of your reward in voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. There was a teaching going around. People were caught up in the carnal mind and got caught up to where angels became like gods in their minds. And they got this mystical teaching that angels were like God, and they're not. Angels were created by God, and they are under God, and they are not to be worshipped. Next verse. Revelation 19:10. And I fell at his feet. Now, this is John the Revelator, and he's talking about falling at the feet of an angel because he had a vision. I fell at his feet to worship him. I'm not talking about Jesus, talking about the angel. I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that hath the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. He told him, don't worship me. I'm a fellow servant. I serve like you do. I serve God. You know, the military is really one big family. They really are. And I love the camaraderie of the military. Because whether you're a Marine, Navy, Army, Air Force, you are one team. Whether you're a private first class, you know, or a lieutenant colonel, you're one team. And each person that wears that uniform made a difference. Whether you cleaned decks on a ship, or whether you fired a cannon off a ship, or whether you flew an airplane and dropped bombs, or whether you just, you know, went and got sweet tea for the boys and refilled their glass. Whatever you did, that's a job I'd want. Whatever you did. Yeah, I would drink it while I was serving. Yeah. Part of one team. Each one mattered. Each one is important. Next verse. Revelations 22:8. And I, John, saw these things and I heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he, the angel, back to me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. There it is again. Worship God. Don't worship me. Worship God. There is a difference. They're for our benefit. They're for a purpose. But they are not to be worshipped. Is that my last verse? Okay. We'll close there tonight. We'll pick it up again next Wednesday. So what's the 4 points that we covered tonight? Point one was what? Anybody write it down? Angels are created by God. Point two. There are different orders of angels. Not all have the same function or the same level and purpose under heaven. Point three. Angels worship and serve God. They are not equal to God. They are not above God. They are under God. And the fourth point, they are not to be worshipped. Angels are not to be worshipped. Now, they are to be listened to, and we'll get into that later on, because angels made many very important announcements, didn't they? So they are to be listened to. If an angel comes to your bedside, Jewel, I'd listen. Yeah, hark! The herald angels sing, glory be in your king. So listen to it. Don't worship it, but honor the messenger. Honor the messenger. Yeah. Church, we all are messengers. You know? I mean, people like Jewel that goes out, heard Chuck, and they sing and they do it different places. And, you know, Bruce and Linder and people that go outside the church doors doing those things. You know, they're messengers. They're sowing seeds at the places, too. And they're sharing the word of God. So it's a very good point. Yeah, you don't worship the messenger, but you do worship the message, you know, for sure. All right. Got any questions, Ashley? Okay. Well, thank y'all for being here tonight. We'll continue. I got some more stuff already prepared for next week. We'll get into that next week, and we'll go for a few weeks with this. That won't be a real long series, but we'll go a few Wednesdays with it. I think it's an important subject to cover, because we don't hear about that a lot. We hear about, you know, we know there's angels. We don't get a lot of teaching about angels, and this kind of just came to me this week. I'm like, you know, I want to do a series on angels because I think it's important. Doc, you believe in angels? All right. I do too. Even Tom and Jerry believe in angels. Remember Tom and Jerry cartoons? Yes. Eat the mouse, Tom. I mean, don't eat the mouse, Tom. Eat that thing. You're a cat. Don't eat the mouse, you know. That's a good point. You better make sure you've got if you drive fast, have a fast angel. I think most folks, I think, believe that there are angels. They might not know the understanding of it or the depth of it, but anyway. All right, guys, let's stand our feet and close out tonight. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the help you give us through so many resources, God. You have your Holy Spirit. We have your angels that do watch us and help us, and we thank you that you have an army, God, of spiritual beings that are watching over our lives, and we give you honor and praise for helping us with that. I pray, God, that you watch over us to go our separate ways and just ordain our steps for your works and bring us safely back together as a family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.